Last week, the Bristol Bay community of Naknek celebrated the official opening of a new multi-use trail near the school known as the Sockeye Run Fitness Trail and Bike Path. The trail is 5 years and some 200,000 in the making, and as KDLG's Dave Benninger reports, was completed thanks to the work of multiple agencies, countless volunteers, and one dedicated young girl with a vision.
Well, down there, it really starts down there at the end of the road. And then after you walk up through that, it's basically...
The voice you're hearing there is 13-year-old 8th grader Isabel Babiak, walking along the new 2-mile Sockeye Run Fitness Trail and Bike Path. She remembers the day the borough planner came to her 3rd grade class looking for ideas like it was yesterday.
She asked us what we thought the community needed, and I just, well, after being in Dillingham when I was in kindergarten and preschool, I thought, oh, that's kind of cool. We should have a trail like they have. And so that's what I said, and they thought that was a great idea.
With a plan for the trail in hand, 8-year-old Isabel went to the next meeting of the borough assembly.
We wrote out on a map of the school and the pool and the post office, this whole area. And with a Sharpie, we just drew out where we thought it should go. And then they said, oh, that's borough property. So, oh, that would work. So, and that's kind of how it started. It just was an idea and then a plan, and then it... That's just kind of happened, and that's what we're standing on right now.
Getting from that borough assembly meeting to the trail today took jumping through a lot of hoops. She learned about the piles of paperwork and bureaucracy that go along with projects, the kind, it's safe to say, would deter many adults from seeing it through. It was also a 5-year civics lesson, with insight to the workings of local government, how grants get proposed, and volunteers get corralled. She and her mom agree it was a learning process.
What do we usually say?
There's a lot of planning and planning a plan.
The community met Friday at noon to cut a ribbon and celebrate the grand opening. The trail cuts through birch, willow, and alder trees as it pleasantly winds near the school, clinic, pool, senior center, and ball fields in Naknek. Will the trail someday meander all the way to downtown Naknek, as some hope? Perhaps another ambitious third grader with a Sharpie and a vision is already drawing up plans for an expansion. Reporting for KDLG, I'm Dave Benninger.